in front of 38,000 fans at Allianz last Friday night. Our Roosters got the cash, 48-6. Let me say that again, 48-6. Sydney Roosters v South Sydney Rabbitohs. Plenty of talking points out of the game, but Bells, as a spectacle, as a Roosters fan, how good did it feel?
Wow, what a game. It was phenomenal. It was awesome. What a smashing. Like, such emotion around that game, obviously. Every time we come together, the two clubs, we hate each other. Well, the fans hate each other anyhow.
I think we hate each other from the top down.
And it was just on. When the whistle blew, we were on, big time.
Couldn't agree more, Bells. Like, we got a penalty off the kickoff. We marched down into their red zone and scored almost straight away off that scrum. And it was a very soft try, and I thought, we're on here. 18-0 at half time, but we were just completely dominant. A couple of injuries out of the game as well, which we'll touch on. But, you know, 1 through 17, there were some outstanding performances. I know the Nicky P medal, which our fans vote for on Roosters Radio, Teddy, 3 weeks in a row, got the 3 points.
He's on 9 points now.
Dom Young got the 2. And our guest on this week's show, Sandon Smith, who had a great game, got 1. But, how'd you see it?
I thought the forwards played great. I thought they laid the platform, just the go forward. And then the backs, obviously, so much better than last week. The completion rate was like, I think, mid-80s or something like that. So it was just a different game from last week. You know, they played really well. They played solid. That right side, Dominic Young, they were in trouble there all night.
Yeah,
they were. They were.
Well, he looks like he's lost a yard of pace, old Alex Johnson.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, he's getting a bit long in the tooth. But
look, we played the perfect game. And look, one thing that I've noticed over the past 3 games, I feel like our discipline's improved. Mm. We're not giving away as many penalties as we're used to. Mm. So they've obviously done some work on that in the off season. But once again, we touch on it each and every week. We just look fitter.
Oh, definitely. They look puffed.
Yeah.
They look puffed. Honestly, they looked like they were in all sorts towards, you know, that mid. I mean, the intensity
after
15 dropped
minutes,
a little
they
bit.
Were, like, the hooker went off after 13 minutes. Yes. They brought Cook on.
Yeah.
But they were... He was getting back on the fourth tackle and they were coming out of their own end.
Yes.
We were just dominant. We held the football. We controlled the game. Our kicking game was great. We just kept them bogged down in their corner and they weren't making many yards coming out of their own end. So, you know, we just wore them down and then after that we just ran away with it.
Yeah, how good did Sam Walker play?
Brilliant.
Yeah, he had to come off, unfortunately, which I think it might have been around just after half time, and Sandon Smith just stepped it right up for in the halves. And Connor Watson came on into a position. I mean, he hasn't been playing football since 2022.
Yes.
It's been a year and a half since a first grade game.
Yep.
And he's had to come on the field and step into the halves, which, you know, ball in the hand a lot in the halves, and he did such a great job with it.
Well, he stole that try from young Sin, and I can't wait to ask him about that a little bit later on in the show, because like a thief in the night, he just took it straight out of Sandon's grasp. Sandon did all the hard work, put the little dinky grubber in for himself, and out of nowhere, flash! Connor Watson, so at least the knees held up.
Yeah, oh, it was a great try. But also I want to mention Angus Crichton off the bench. Yep. I thought he had a really big impact. The intensity there for a little while was a bit down, but when he came on, it felt like it lifted. And here's another one that hasn't had a game for a little while in first grade, so I thought he did really well off the bench as well.
While we're throwing out mentions, Bells, I want to give a rap to Victor Radley because it feels like he's changed his game a little bit. He's playing more direct. He's not looking to offload as much as he has in the past. And he's doing those tough carries. And it reminded me early in that first half, you know, Bush often talks about the coordinate carry, but it's, you know, the way we set up our attack. It's our wingers first, second, and then one of our forwards is doing that tough crush run for the third and fourth hit up. Well, Victor got his hands dirty, rolled his sleeves up. You know, he's taken a bit of the niggle, if you will, out of the game, and he's just playing footy, but geez, he's playing well.
It must be something about having a baby in off-season.
Maybe.
Like, Teddy's on fire, you know, baby Victor's on fire, so look out, boys.
But what about Teddy?
Oh, mate, seriously, he's just the last 3 games.
Man of the match for the Roosters in each game.
Oh, definitely. And all that talk last year that he's had it, he's gone, you know, step aside for the young boys to come through. No way. He is just, honestly, like if I can make a comparison with the other fullback on the field, Latrell, I didn't see him with the ball hardly ever in his hands. And Teddy, again, it was like the first game in Vegas. He was all over Walsh, and now last, you know,
well,
on Friday
that
night.
That try he scored where it was a crash run, Brandon Smith threw it towards the end of the game. Oh, he just put his body on the line.
Yeah, definitely. So he's teaching these young cats a few things.
Now, Bells, the highlight of the night, obviously, JWH's 300th. Beautiful to see him walk out with his family and, you know, give his wife a kiss. What a game he had. He was like a man possessed in that first stint.
Oh, definitely. And what a game for the boys to win for him.
Yeah.
You know, it was I think there was a lot of emotion around the club being his 300th game on the Friday night. And it couldn't have happened to a better person, that game. Just shows how much they love him in here, how much they honour him. And that just, you could see that they wanted to go out there and just win that game for him.
Well, you know, it was special when the chairman goes down onto the field at the end of the match. I mean, it was for all to see there on Friday night. I know Channel 9, Freddie got him for a quick interview.
He got his opportunity, didn't he?
and like, Nick doesn't do many interviews, and we're lucky that we get an audience with him each and every year. But, you know, the way that Nick spoke about Jared, you could see how proud he was.
I know, he just kept looking at his face. Yeah, it was like I was waiting for him to give him the big kiss on the cheek, Greek, you know, big cuddle. But, yeah, it was like he just loves those boys.
But he loves them all, Bells. And I thought, Bells, to celebrate Nick's time there on the field, we'll leave you with this little ditty from Nick on Friday night.
And this is our home. This is our home. Nice work.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. Now, Bells, before we go through the results of the weekend, just want to give a bit of a shout-out to a dear old friend of mine, former Olympian Neil Rogers, mad Roosters fan. I caught up with Neil this morning down the icebergs. He's been crook, and he's got a bit of a fight on his hands, but we talked all things red, white and blue down there at the icebergs as the sun rose this morning.
It was beautiful.
I know he listens to the show, mate, and I just wanted to say we're all thinking about you, and I know you're a keen Roosters fan, and we'll see you again on Friday morning, mate.
Yes, well said, well said. Okay, now for around the grounds on the weekend, we've got our New South Wales Cup, the reserve grade side. They went down to the Bunnies 28-12. The Jersey Flegg under 21s, they got the victory over the Bunnies 30-4. SG Ball, Silky, under 19s, had a big victory, 42-16 over Wests.
Oh, the old Maggies.
Yeah, the Maggies. Give them a touch up. Another big one. Tasha Gale, the under 19 women's, they had a victory over Manly, 14-12.
It's a big win.
Another one, very big win. Harold Matz, the Cup, under 17 men, they defeated Wests 32-22, so a bit of a tight one there. And the Lisa Fiola Cup, the under 17 women, they got a victory over Manly, a big one, 44-8.
Now, Bells, I know there was another result that's very dear to your heart. Our young Central Coast Roosters, they won the Andrew Johns Cup.
They did, second year in a row. So they're on fire at the moment. Under 16s up there, they beat the MacArthur West Tigers 20-12. So some great highlights out of there. There's a young lock there. He's a blonde-headed kid. His name is Alexander Stevenson, and he got man of the match.
Yep.
I mentioned him a couple of weeks ago to really look out for him. So,
okay.
Yep.
So you're keeping your eye on things up there on the coast.
I am. I didn't get to the game, unfortunately, on Sunday, but I am just keeping an eye on our little locals up there.
Well, you know, we're going to talk to Sandon Smith, but just from your point of view as a coastie, what's the appetite for the Roosters like up there?
Oh, it's great.
Is it growing?
It is, definitely. And you know what I love as well? More so in the women's as well. There's a lot of young girls playing for the Central Coast Roosters and so much talent. And the boy, I mean, obviously they've just won Andrew Johns Cup 2 years in a row. Yep. So there's some talented young kids up there, some big Islander boys and some, I can't believe the size of some of these young 15-year-olds. Oh, you're in awe. You look at them and you're like, oh my gosh.
Do you see them in your gym?
Yeah, we do see them in the gym. They do have their own little training facility up near Bateau Bay. Mm-hmm. But no, they do come down to the gym, and there is a bit of hype around the coast about them. So keep your eye out.
Well, you're on Roosters Radio, and from one coast to another, after the break, we'll be talking to the one and only Sandon Smith.
Are you ready? Yeah. Give me a name. Yeah. Give me a name. Yeah. Give me a name. Yeah. Give me a day. Yeah. Give me a name. Yeah. What's it say? Yeah.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio, and we've got a real treat for you Roosters fans. This young man, well, they call him the King of Kincumber. He had an absolute blinder there on Friday night against the Bunnies, and he's going to tell us all about it. Unfortunately, he did succumb to an injury late in the game. We'll get an update on that, but it's a warm Roosters welcome to the one and only Sandon Smith. Sandon, welcome back.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for having me.
Firstly, congratulations on the effort on Friday night.
Thank you.
A lot of noise last week, you know, leading into the big game. Obviously, Jared's 300th.
Yep.
the rivalry. Just talk us through the preparation. Is it different for you?
Not too different. It was actually quite a short week, which probably made that better, because we only had a 5-day turnaround, so from Sunday to Friday. So we didn't have a lot of time to think about it and sit down, and we were sort of straight out of that game, a little bit of review, and we were straight on to South. And obviously the week for Jared was good. We made him feel special, and had a few meetings for him there, and yeah, I'm not sure he loved it too much, but it was awesome to get the win for him.
Well, tell us what was the lead up like, particularly with Jared being the theme, because I mean, as Roosters fans, we were pumped, yep. Right? I'll tell you for nothing that I knew we were going to win. I'd tell anyone who wanted to listen, yeah, we're going to win 13 plus, because they're going to do it for Jared.
Yeah.
I know Robbo makes a bit of noise around it. So just talk us through what was some of the things that you did for him.
Yeah, Jared, like you said, all the boys just want to win for Jared. He's been a legend of the game and this club for so long, and getting up those 300 games the way he has, you just no one wanted to let him down, you know. We spoke about that throughout the week, that it's the big man's special day, and you know, he would work for us, and he wouldn't let us down at all, ever. And he probably, in his career, he wouldn't have let down many people. So we all got as a group together in there and really, really wanted to make it special for him.
Not only a big week for Jared, but also for you, Sandon, knowing that Kiri was out and going into the halves there, kicking off on Friday night. How'd you feel about it leading up to the game?
Yeah, I was definitely excited. Like I said, it was a short week, so I didn't have a lot of time to think about it and sort of go over, get too nervous and stuff, but I was definitely excited. You know, I played, done the whole preseason in the halves there, and then obviously been in the hooker role for a bit, but it's been a while since I've actually played a game in my natural sort of halves position. It was awesome to get out there. I was definitely excited, and Friday night against South, it does get too much better.
So in the halves, your natural position, you're a King Gumbuck Holt, you know. I'm from the Central Coast as well, so, you know.
You're about this all the time. Yeah.
We're neighbours. Yeah. But, so what is your natural, 6 or 7? What did you play as a junior?
A bit of both, actually. Probably more recently, probably the 7, mm-hmm. But definitely 6, definitely a position I love to play. I always played there in juniors, done a bit of fullback and stuff, so I have that in my bag there, but Robbo made it pretty simple for me, my simple game there. He said, you know, Sam's going to handle a lot of the kicking and the direction and stuff, and he just wanted me to go out and play my natural game, so that was good.
Which changed.
Yeah, I was just about to say. So, look, 1 through 17 were on fire on Friday night, but Sammy Walker was really having a blinder.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes off.
Yeah.
Then you had to step up.
Yeah.
What was the talk?
not a lot. Again, it sort of all happened so quickly. And initially, I thought he wasn't going to go off. I remember watching the big screen.
It
and thought,
like his
oh,
neck, right?
Yeah, he sort of got up.
He was trying to allude to that as well.
Yeah, he wasn't like, you know, some of the ones that they really like. Oh, geez, he's just out. So I thought, we might have 10 minutes and he'll come back on, and he just never come back on. So yeah, just try to take control of the boys there and finish that game off there. But like you said, it was one of those nights that a lot of things were going right for us and everyone was on the same page, and it was a good night.
One thing that didn't go right is Connor Watson's, still on pitching that ball off. What was going on there?
Oh, we'll have to ask him about that one.
That's a Central Coast square up if ever I've seen
Oh,
that.
Big time.
I've got to tell you a story about it. So my daughter's son played at King Cumber Colts with Sandon, and I spoke to him and he goes, oh, I had Sandon as like any try scorer.
anytime.
And I had Connor, so so it was a rival. I said, oh, I got you there. But
you're like a thief in the night, wasn't he?
Yeah, mate. I remember thinking the ball, I don't know if you know, I haven't scored a try in the NRL yet. He's bloody got probably 50, but I thought I had it. And
well, your eyes lit up.
Oh, mate, I know.
No, and then it was yours. He just came from the blind side.
He came, but initially I thought, oh, shit, there was the South guy. And then I sort of looked down and I was pumped for him. You know, I don't mind. I'll get one eventually. So, but no, it was good to see him in his game back there after about a year and a half and, get that try.
Just standing in front of you, you know, we were in this room last year when you made your debut.
Yeah.
You look like you've put on a fair bit of size. It's been a big preseason.
Oh, thanks, mate. I actually haven't put on. I definitely feel stronger. I haven't put on a lot of weight or anything.
You look stronger.
Yeah. Well, I just sort of growing up. I guess that sort of that man strength. But yeah, always trying to put weight on. You know, us small guys. Exactly. With these injuries here, to sort of prevent that stuff, you need to bulk up. And in the game today, everyone's bloody big and stronger, so we're going to try keep up.
Well, tell us about the injury. Obviously, we saw you
just
playing
before,
with your elbow.
Yeah, before halftime, just, was it?
Mm. Yeah, a couple minutes before halftime, just went into a tackle and Suwali come in and tried to smack the bloke, and sort of my elbow got caught in between his shoulder and one of the South boys, and yeah, just sort of hyperextended it there and ended up tearing a couple ligaments. So I think I'll be in a brace for 3 or 4 weeks now, and so hopefully that heals up well and I'll be back in.
He played the whole second half.
I was going to say, how was it during the game? Mm. Obviously, there's the adrenaline and you warmed up. Did you feel it during the game?
As soon as it happened, it was pretty sore. I went in at half time, said, my elbow's pretty sore. And they said, they just strapped it up and gave me a couple of painkillers and stuff. And the strapping, it was too restrictive. So I said, scrap that, took that off. And yeah, it wasn't too sore. That's what it took me off guard when the docs told me, you're going to be in a brace for 3 or 4 weeks, because it was sore, but it wasn't like, mate, I'm going to be out, you know. I thought maybe 1 week, if that. Yeah. You know, it's just one of those sore ones. It happens all the time, you know. But, yeah, so it's a bit unfortunate, but it's the game we play. So.
You'll be back, mate.
Yeah.
You'll be back.
Sandon, you're a young bloke who's from the Central Coast. I think you're the first to come through the academy. Is that right? You're the first kind of junior. I did notice on the weekend the Central
Under
Coast 16, Roosters won the Andrew Johns Cup.
Yeah, seen that.
What's the pathway like for the young kids on the coast?
Yeah, it's definitely improved over the last probably, as soon as, when I was coming through about 14, 15, that's when they started the affiliation with the Sydney Roosters, and big credit to John Strange in there. He's been a massive part of that. And ever since then, it's sort of started, it's just taken off, and it seems to be every year it starts getting better and better, and like you said, they're starting to win more games and win these comps, so it's been really good to see.
And we were just having a chat before the show, and you mentioned you're living at Vaucluse now with another young boy. Stepped it King up. Cumber. Hang on, Kingcumber's okay. Kingcumber's up there with Vaucluse.
Top of the market, Vaucluse.
Trying.
We've got an oval in Kingcumber and everything. It's great. Yeah. You're living with another kid from the coast? So
Phoenix Steinway, and he's currently... he's been with the Roosters for a few years as well. We come up through the grades and the Central Coast there, and he's captained the 20s side last year, and he's actually got an injury at the moment too. He's dealing with a hamstring there, so he'll be back playing reserve grade in a few weeks. And
awesome.
I know obviously you're unavailable this week. You know, a big game against Penrith. We haven't beaten them, I think, in about the last 8 matches. Mm. You've been in and around the club. What's the feeling? What's Robbo talking about, you know, in the lead up to this really important match?
I think the boys are excited, you know, coming off a win like that. I said, the boys said, we don't want to sort of take it lightly now, you know, we want to really build off that and go after the, you know, like they've been the benchmark side for a few years. So we got a good opportunity to really build off last week and really, get after them on Thursday night.
Well, mate, we know you got to go and do a bit of rehab. I know you got your chauffeur, Luke Keary, waiting for you outside as well to drive you back to Vaucluse.
Yeah.
Mate, best of luck. Speedy recovery with the injury. And hopefully we might see you up the Captain's Club on Thursday night. We might get to interview you again.
Yep, thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you,
Sam. Look forward to seeing you back on the field soon.
Easy. Thanks, mate.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio and Bells. 8 o'clock Thursday night here at Allianz Stadium, our home.
Home game.
We take on the might of the Penrith Panthers.
Oh, wow. What a game it's going to be.
No Cleary for the Panthers.
No Cleary.
No Lindsay Collins for us.
No Lindsay.
No Sandon Smith.
No Sandon Smith.
Luke Keary returns.
I should repeat you every time. Sam Walker's in, which is great news. Luke Keary returns, so our two halves will be firing. I thought the forwards played so well on the weekend. I'm just hoping they'll continue that ride in and, you know, we'll come away with the win on Thursday night, but it's going to be a cracking game.
It was what I was really happy to see in that performance last Friday night against South, and this is what Penrith do a lot, changing the angles of the play, turning the ball inside. If you go back and watch that first half, particularly Nat Butcher, constantly going back in on the inside, asking questions of their forwards, and that tires them out. I'd love to see us do more of that on Thursday night.
Definitely. As I said earlier, I thought Angus played awesome, so I'm hoping he's going to come off the bench and show that intensity again. And it's just going to be a great game. I noticed when they played the Broncos, I thought the Panthers looked a bit puffed in their last quarter of the game. So hopefully our fitness will come to a head again, you know, our off-season, and we'll just roll them.
Well, Bells, look, they are a bogey side, the old Penny Panthers. Mm. They were back, you know, go back all the way to 2003, but we're 0-8.
0-8, yeah. We haven't won the last eight games.
We haven't got the W, so we're certainly going to hope that we can change that around on Thursday night.
Surely. We're up for it. It's about time, so.
And I think we're playing pretty good football. It's definitely on the cards.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to Dom Young just tear him apart again on that right side. Can't wait.
He's in a rich vein of form, Bells. And I'll tell you what, thanks to our partners at Unibet, we're going to have Dom Young to score 2 tries.
Oh, sounds great.
We're
going
to go the Dom Young double. That's our special for Roosters fans this week, thanks to our partners at Unibet. Dom Young to score a double. No pressure on you, Dom.
Well, that sounds like a great bet, Silky. I might have a little something on that one myself. I'm a bit partial to a multi. So.
Now, Bells, what's your score prediction Thursday night?
Look, come on, you red, white and blues. I really think we're going to win confidently, 26-12.
Wow, that was pretty close to mine.
Oh.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a few points scored as well. So I'm going to say
13 plus, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm doing that. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I was confident last week. Well, we got that right last week.
Yes, we did.
I think this will be a bit tighter, but I still think that both teams have got lots of points in them. So I'm going to say Roosters 26, Penrith 22.
Oh, a bit closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, that's it for this episode of Roosters Radio. We want to thank our very special guest, the one and only Sandon Smith. You've been listening to Roosters Radio.
East to win. East know how to play the game, they play it hard.